This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza, including Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polin. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House is expressing sorrow over the six hostage deaths in Gaza, including that of 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polin, whose parents spoke at the Democratic National Convention last month.
Hirsch, if you can hear us, we love you. Stay strong. Survive.
The 23-year-old was seized by militants at a music festival during the October 7th massacre by Hamas. His arm blown off, throwing back a grenade militants had tossed. Now a family spokesman says,
I thank you all for your love and support and ask for privacy.
Officials say Goldberg Polin and two others were to have been released in the latest ceasefire deal that stalled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of Israelis joined protests in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv as pressure mounted on Benjamin Netanyahu to do more to bring the remaining hostages home from Gaza. A large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip has begun. Correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The UN is due to start vaccinating some 640,000 children on Sunday. It will rely on daily 8-hour pauses in fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in specific areas of the war-torn territory. Gaza's Deputy Health Minister Yusuf Abu Al-Rish said teams would try to get to as many areas as possible, but added the daily pauses may not be enough to guarantee enough children are reached. We call for a real ceasefire so that this campaign can really succeed, he said. The vaccination push comes after confirmation that a baby was partially paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus, the first case in the territory in 25 years.